You're listening to the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3.
And gentlemen, back again, 3Y Podcast with EG3. I'm your host, Eddie Greer, the third, NASCAR, and everything else in between sometimes here on this podcast. Well, Chicago Reaction Upset City went down last weekend. I am recording this Thursday night, July 6, 2023. Hope everyone had a very happy and safe 4th of July, and boy oh boy, Chicago came out with a lot of storylines, including a first time winner and a first time race in the Cup Series. Before we get into that, of course, the reaction edition, Chicago reaction of this podcast, of course, you know what it is. If you're a first time listener, thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen here tonight or whenever you listen to this podcast. This podcast will go up Sunday morning, prior to the Atlanta race, Cup race in prime time. We are on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes. You can find us there, wherever you get your podcast there as well. I was going to say, there we go. So before I get started here with this reaction, quick reaction here tonight. I've been dealing with some computer issues here. So if you've been looking for this episodes of the 3Y Podcast with EG3, you're going to have to bear with me here as I try to navigate through this issue, unless I can find a faster issue. Maybe getting that's going to possibly be another mic, probably to connect to my newer computer that I have here in front of me, in front of my screen. But yeah, so I've been dealing with that, so I'll let you know right now. Apologize for that. And while I'm thinking about that, you're going to get a bonus edition episode here. Should be tonight. So the episode here with a special guest here, I'm going to leave that person's name out. I know I've been saying that for the last, 2 weeks. I did get that recorded a week and a half ago. Has not been posted yet due to the software issues. And so I'm trying to navigate that as well. But you will be seeing that on the EG3 feed here. If not already here, it should be up already by Sunday. So you guys are going to get a treat from the special guest there as well. So I'm excited to finally release that episode this week. I'm going to say that for safe reasons there as well. So the EG3 podcast is going to be busy here. You're going to have one episode here tonight, hopefully. And then this one will go out on Sunday. So that's the deal, what I have for you right there. Okay, here quickly, the Chicago Reaction Edition of this podcast, right? Man, this thing, I thought this thing was going to get moved to Monday, right? And of course, and I gotta, you know, for all the don't want to throw some people under the bus, I'm not gonna call you out like I usually do. I'm gonna keep it in house for this episode, right? I'm going to keep it in-house. So, look, I know some people on my Twitter feed and in my fantasy chat were not happy about the race. And, look, I get it from a driver perspective here, driver fan perspective, because, yeah, Martin Truex Jr.'s race went sideways after the track really kind of dried up there. And when they went to normal tires, his race went south very fast. That's well, I get that, but at the same time there, you got to give kudos to NASCAR on, yes, there was the changing of the laps there because, yeah, it was getting dark pretty quickly. I live in the Midwest, right? Manhattan, Kansas, Chicago, Illinois, right? That's a 7 to 8 hour drive north from here, right? So I know a lot of my friends, you know, was very pissed at the result there. And hey, look, I listened to the NASCAR on NBC podcast earlier today. Nate Ryan had Jeff Burton on, and Jeff Burton was money. He was money on the things that he said on that episode. If you haven't checked it out, please go check it out. There's, well, it's good content there. Of course, NBC Sports and USA will take us all the way home through the championship race at Phoenix, right? Okay, so look, Shane Van, now I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Shane Van Gersbergen, right? Now, no, that's probably the only time I'm going to say his full name on this podcast, SVG, right? Shane, right? look, if that race does get moved, did get moved to Monday, it's a what-if game, right? All right, if this same result does not happen, then what happens then, right? So, and you have questions about, you know, you should have waited until the rain and all this, but NASCAR waited this out. It was a pretty good drizzle up there when the broadcast had the race on there. You see umbrellas out and all that, and then all of a sudden, rain let up a little bit. That was kind of strange. to tell you the truth, because it was sunny here in Manhattan, and oddly enough, it was raining, and of course, it had a bit, like a Florida, kind of like a Florida shower, right? Like, it had a big green blob just sitting on top of Chicago, right? So they had to deal with that whole entire thing, right, for what? Pretty much all day until late there, it cleared up, and NASCAR said, hey, you know, this is our first time track out here. We're gonna put these guys to the test with these rain tires. And this is your first time in race conditions. Man, did this thing lived up to its billing, man. And the way this ended up, a first-time racer, first-time race in his first time in the series, first-time race, first-time winner. How about that? And the number is escaping me right now. On that, but wow, SVG kicked everyone's ass, really in particular the second half of the race, because this dude was holding the cards closest to the chest. he just was, man, and when he came on late, it kind of shocked me a little bit, if I'm completely honest there. And you know, Trackhouse Racing, we know with the Ross Chastain, you know, won a couple weeks ago, if not last week, I should say last week, the week prior to that. So Trackhouse Racing, after kind of being quiet here, even though they've been running good, I mean, yeah, Daniel Suarez has been a little bit inconsistent there, and Daniel Suarez was in the top 10 in this race before his race went sideways as well. So yeah, a lot of things kind of changed in this. You had the wet tires there in the first half of the race. You had guys up there moving their ways to the front, and then the second half race, everything just kind of changed. And when the strategy came into play there, you didn't see guys like Chase Elliott, Justin Haley. Let's see, who else is up in this mix? There are a couple others were in this top 10 that you did not see that finished in the top 10, did not see in the first half of race. And yeah, I'm particularly pointing those guys. Right, Chase Elliott, what now? It's 55 points back, apparently, what I heard today on that podcast, back of the cutoff spot. And look, a good opportunity for him in Atlanta here this weekend to get it done. Can he do it? Well, I'll see about that. Last time we're there in this point last year, it was a day race, and Chase Elliott was pretty much a huge factor in getting his hometown win. He never did that until last year at his home track. Of course, he is a Georgia native, just like I am, the 3Y podcast with EG3. So there's, I mean, for right now, the way I chalk it up is a missed opportunity for him, even though he took advantage of the, because he was mired back there. He was back there. He was struggling. he ended up hitting the tire barrier. I think they showed him hitting the tire barrier. A lot of drivers hit that tire barrier throughout the race. I should have kept a counter on how many times a Cup Series driver tacked the wall, and Noah Gregson gets the award winner for that one, for that, man. And Dale Jarrett put it very cleanly there. You might as well call that the Wendy's corner for what that was. Noah Gregson had a race he could forget there last week at the Grant Park 220 in Chicago, Illinois. The first ever street course history was made last weekend up in the Midwest, up north, as we like to call it up here there as well. But yeah, Justin Haley, man, I thought he was going to do it. It was going to be an upset either way here. But the SVG upset, even bigger, because you come in here, not only that you punch everybody in the mouth, but you make Justin Marks look good. Apparently, Justin Marks wants to shake it up a little bit, as they like to call it here. Make guys, you know, think about, you know, we got to race these guys, right? And we're going to have another. I mentioned a driver for 2311. I can't remember his name right now as I'm recording this right now. He's going to be at the Indianapolis Roval course coming up here in a few weeks. So you have all that. You have all these different types of tracks here. And, of course, you got to throw in the New Hampshires, the Poconos, the Richmonds, and whatever not. This is like putting your car right to the test, right? So, but yeah, it shocked me a little bit there when all of a sudden 91 came roaring through the field up front. He was up front really all day long. There was just no question about that. The rumor was that he had a lot of speed in his car throughout the weekend. Denny Hamlin came into the media center and said, look out for this 91 car. And lift up to the billing for sure there. It was exciting to see that all play out there. Justin Haley, a win. Of course, Justin Haley, folks, needs a win to get in, right? So he, Chase Elliott, several others in this mix. Let's see, Cindric hasn't won yet. McDowell, many people ends in the top 10. Ty Gibbs, another top 10 finish for him. He's right there. And a McDowell had a good run as well. So McDowell's right out on the outside looking in as well. He's there as well. So in Atlanta, one of those tracks, wild card and these wild card races. Yes, I know Atlanta isn't a Daytona or Talladega, but the NBC episode was absolutely spot on in their narrow in their describability of that track. Is a lot more narrow. You can't even make move. It takes a mistake, pretty much, unless you got a fast car, unless you stay up front and keep the track position. That's what's going to take in prime time. I mean, that track's been sitting there, so it's hot. You know it's going to be hot down there. It's hot. Maybe it could be slick. I have no idea. So this is gonna be something come Sunday night there in Hot Atlanta there as the Cup Series invades Atlanta Motor Speedway for the second and final time in 2023. I felt like we were just there, because last time what happened was Keselowski was on the verge of finally breaking through, didn't get it, as Logano beat his former teammate Keselowski there, and then Blaney was up front, Christopher Bell, and so forth there. So, but that's going to be an interest. That's going to be something to see on Sunday night. But yeah, shockwaves indeed for sure. This is money upset, double the upset for sure. When you talk about Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG, and what Trackhouse Racing did, Justin Marks, and you've been hearing really since last year that other guys and cuts come on in here and drive this race car and have really no issues with it. So that goes a long way. I mean, when you think about back again in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, but I know like late 80s, 90s, especially early 2000s, you had these specialist world course rings, right? That, okay, we're going to come in here and we're going to show you up, right? And I only can think of, you know, obviously full-time guys like a Marcus Ambrose, who was full-time driver before Richard Petty, right? And he came in here, and when it was road course time, he stepped up to the plate because he knew that it was his chance, right, to win a cup race on road course. And he did that. He did that. Won Pablo Montoya, somebody like that, right, who also took advantage. He won in Sonoma back in the day, right? So this right here was a knockout for Trackhouse Racing as they win again for, I believe that's the second time in a row, that's two times in a row that they've won. You go back to Ross Chastain winning in Nashville, and then now you have SVG, the upset, the New Zealander, getting it done in Chicago, making a statement. And not only that, you take away pretty much a race that a guy that was not locked in to the playoffs away. So time is starting. So time is definitely starting to run out on these guys for sure. And before you know it, we're going to be, what, I think six more races left after this week. It's over, I'm not sure, but it's something around there. So we're coming right down through the pipe. We're not messing around as we get close to this thing. Trucks. Yeah, truck. What's truck? I'm trying to think. Yeah, trucks is off. They're back at Mid-Ohio. They have two more races to go before they set their playoffs very early for them. And Xfinity returns to Atlanta as well. The Xfinity Series race I did not see much of. But Cole Custer, another win. Another win for him on the road course here as he really gets the first checkered flag at the street course there in the course SVG Clean House there on late Sunday evening up there up north. Eddie Greer III, this is the 3Y Podcast with EG3, the Chicago Reaction Edition, Upset City Reaction to SVG's win at Chicago last weekend. If you don't know, just tuning in, Shane Van Gisbergen getting it done up there for Trackhouse Racing. So Trackhouse Racing had no wins coming into this final 10 races before the playoffs. Now you have two, and you're going with some momentum to Atlanta. Okay, we already mentioned Haley finished second there, missed opportunity there, but he did his best he could. He did his best he could right there. Finished second there. He led 23 laps. Chase Elliott third. Kyle Larson came on strong in the second half of this race. He finished in the fourth spot. Kyle Busch, your top five. Kyle Busch, boy, I thought these guys were in trouble early on in the race. I mentioned, the first half was wonky because rain tires. Yeah, guys hitting tire barriers and all that, stuffing it into the tire barrier. And Kyle Busch was one of those guys. And he came back to finish fifth. And the NBC broadcast mentioned that when he was starting to maybe be a player in this thing, he was right there in the thick of things there as well. Kyle Busch, Austin Cindric finishing sixth, Michael McDowell, Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, and Chris Buescher there. That is your top 10 right there. Chris Buescher, another top 10 for him, along with Ty Gibbs. Some of those guys that Chris Buescher was already solidly in there. And we're going to take a look at his playoff picture here as we're about to close in on another episode of this podcast. But that is your top 10 there. Some notables here. Now I'm going to skip down. Christopher Bell. He was one of those guys up front in the first half of this race. And you thought like, oh man, Christopher Bell, he's going to go ahead and dominate this race. But we all should know better than that. He finished 18th. He led 37 laps in this race here. Ty the Reddick, let's get the front row guys, right? Denny Hamlin started on the pole. He finished 11th. He bounced back from an early spin in this race. He was spot shy of the top 10. And then you have Tyler Reddick. Man, rough afternoon slash evening for him as Reddick finished in the 20th spot after leading 8 laps. He took off like a house of fire as well early on. But then his day went south as well. Corla Joy, 14th. And while I'm on him for a minute, Corla Joy, somebody who's run Atlanta, the new Atlanta, quote unquote, pretty good. Somebody you're going to have to keep an eye on here this weekend. Yes, I'm going to go ahead and say it because you know what? Last year, the race in the daytime, Corla Joy was right there to win that race. And of course, Chase Elliott made a move to block him. And that was all she wrote right there. So I think Corla Joy, top 15 finish for him. He's got to be confident going down south to Atlanta on Sunday with a chance. And you might as well just go ahead and put it down right now. Maybe his best, his last chance to get in the playoffs. But that team really has been pretty steady all year long. So I would not be shocked to see that 7 Chevy up in the mix on Sunday night. So that's a car we're going to have to keep an eye on. On Sunday, Jensen Button, he finished in the 21st spot. Right there, Chastain, the Nashville winner, 22nd here. I know I'm right in the middle of the pack. Apologize for that here. Bubba Wallace there. I know for 23-11, not for Michael Jordan, Chicago Bulls star, obviously champion, NBA 6-time champion. Not the showing that he wanted from his driver for sure. Tyler Reddick looked good, and then, again, his day went kaput just like that. And Bubba Wallace has struggled all day over there, so not good for them. I mentioned Mark Trish, you're in the top of the pod. Yeah, he moved up. He started, what, 11th and made his way, what, the third or fourth, or was got as high as fourth there. But when they get put on them slicks, them regular slicks, it was a wrap. It's right for him. He spun out several times, hit the tire barrier. It was rough, and that's probably I can agree right with the frustration of seeing your driver struggle at a play at one point in time. You thought you had a shot at a good run, right? And then it all goes like crap, right? So I definitely get that point, and maybe that's just out of frustration. Or just, you know, we could have just moved this race to Monday, and what then, right? We might have not have had the same results, obviously. And we didn't see Jeff Burton mentioned the fact that we did not see double file restarts that SVG was maybe going to experience. Obviously, you see double refile starts every week, right? But yeah, since the rain kind of played havoc in it, NASCAR decided we're going to do single file starts there. So, you know, I'm not gonna say hey, it means when it's your day, you gotta take advantage of it. And when you have the speed like Shane had did all weekend, you know, Trackhouse Racing and what they've done up until this point in this year and a half and change, you know, you're gonna have speed in those race cars for sure. So now, and while I'm thinking about it, you know, Chastain. Now, SVG wins. Daniel Suarez won last year at Sonoma, right? So, and he is, I'm still going to call him the flagship guy because he started this organization before Ross Chastain even hopped on. So, you got to think that, I mean, we're going to get to the point, the playoff standings here in a minute, but you got to think that pressure, yeah, it's got to get to him a little bit. I mean, he's right there hovering around the cut line somewhere there as well. So will it be the 99 starting to get in the victory lane? You have what, 7 races to do that there as well. I just want to bring that up there as well. Time of the race, 2 hours and 50 minutes of this race. The average speed, 60 miles an hour. The margin of victory was over a second. SVG winning the Grant Park 220 at Chicago Street Race. First career NASCAR Cup Series. Let me repeat that again. First career victory in NASCAR Cup Series there as well. Caution flags 9 for 21 there. And lead changes 7 among 5 drivers there. Christopher Bell winning both those stages there. You thought, well, he's going to be a factor in there. He was one of those guys that hit the tire barrier as well. as I mentioned that already on this podcast. All right, so let's see what we have here. All right, so looking at I got the playoff picture pulled up right now. Actually, we're just gonna leave it at that. Okay, so if the playoffs were to start on Sunday night, right, William Byron would be the number one seed, but Mark Trish Jr. is still leading after the wacky second half of the Chicago Street Course race last weekend, right? So he's leading. I checked it. He's 9 up on Byron right now. So that could, again, all this could change after Atlanta for sure because of the tight close racing that you guys going to see as well. So Byron, Truex, Bush, Chastain, Larson, Hamlin, Bell, Blaney, Logano, Reddick, and Stenhouse. So at the SVG win, again, takes that race away from guys that might have had an opportunity to punch their ticket to the playoffs there. Okay, so Harvick, Keselowski, Busher, Wallace, Gibbs. That's what we're looking at right now. You're looking down here. So Ty Gibbs has the final 16th spot right now. Wait a second. Yeah, Daniel Suarez is actually below the cut line, 6 points back, heading into Atlanta there. And then you have Michael McDowell right there. So it's right now what it is. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition. The continued edition of the 3-Wide Pile, EG3, Eddie Greer III. Yep, apologize about that. Didn't know that my daughter would be coming in very early. But luckily, I'm toward the end of this podcast, so I'm going to finish this real quick. So we're at the playoff positions right now. Yeah, we're talking about this was a 4 horse race right for the moment. But any one of these guys, we talked about Chase Elliott early in this episode, might have a shot at it. This weekend, I talked about Corey LaJoy, Alex Bowman. We have a chance to get it done. This weekend, we'll have to find out and see come Sunday night. So that's what we're looking at here, heading into Atlanta, obviously, with that race on Sunday. Let's see if I can get any Xfinity action here going here real quick with Cole Custer winning the race. Let's see. That's not going to cut it. There we go. So the Loop 121 won by Cole Custer there. And then remember, this race was started on Saturday, was rain short, was moved to Sunday, and Cole Custer got it done, leading 25 laps there in the win. John Nemechek finishing second, Justin Allgaier third, Brett Moffitt fourth, Austin Hill fifth, Sammy Smith, Daniel Hemric, Chandler Smith, Parker Kligerman, and Kaz Grala. That was your top 10 there as well. Hour 2 minutes, Cole Custer won everything, won stage one and two, and ended up winning the race there on Sunday morning there as well. Their next race will be Atlanta as well, Saturday night. A truck race on Saturday afternoon in Mid-Ohio, then Xfinity at Atlanta in a cup race there on Sunday evening to wrap up what's going to be a busy weekend between Mid-Ohio and Atlanta. We'll have the recaps of that, of course, next week. Of course, stay a little, be on the lookout for the special guest episode. That's going to be, I'm going to try to get that up here before I say goodnight here on this Thursday evening. So be on the lookout for that. And hopefully by the time this comes out, the special guest episode will be out as well. So you can enjoy a double dose of EG3 podcast there as well. The 3Wide podcast with EG3. You can get it once again, wherever you get your podcast there. And thank you guys again. Sorry for the late audible there, late there. My daughter coming in home just a tad early there as well, but we got the episode in. Appreciate it, guys. The checkered flag has waved once again on the 3Wide podcast with EG3. Oh, yeah, let's give out some EG3 helmet stickers here before we close. Cole Custer, yep, you're going to get one there for him. Let's see which one we get. Hey, Brett Moffitt, EG3 helmet sticker there. And then, of course, hey, Shane Van Gisbergen, EG3 helmet sticker there for him. Let's see, what can I think of? Justin Haley, EG3 helmet sticker there as well. So we're just going to keep it simple. 4-2-1-2 for the two races from last weekend. So, well, Mid-Ohio, Atlanta, we'll see what find out. But until then, we'll talk to you on the next recap edition of 3Wide Podcast. Enjoy what has been a busy holiday weekend there as well. Eddie Gritter III. We're going to put a pin on it for now. Appreciate y'all. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition of the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast where podcasts are found. Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll catch you all in the next episode. Thank you for listening.